Citizens, since we each upgraded to Xfinity in our homes, the Wi-Fi has been booming. It's fair to say our town has officially become a boomtown.
Mayor, will I be able to drop into multiplayer gaming battles with low lag?
The lag won't be an issue, but your questionable skills, maybe.
And what if I have hundreds of devices on the Wi-Fi? Purely hypothetical.
Seems like a lot, but sure, hundreds of devices all booming together with the Xfinity Gateway. Yes, friends and neighbors, with Xfinity, the Wi-Fi is booming!
Restrictions apply.
Kansas City invites every generation to explore from the heart. Here, your growing visionaries can follow their curiosity into the settings of their favorite storybooks at the rabbit hole, into the fun side of STEM at Science City, or into the ultimate imagination play space at Legoland Discovery Center. Chase thrills at Worlds of Fun and Oceans of Fun, or join the excitement of a baseball, football, or soccer game. Unforgettable family memories are made in Kansas City. Discover more at visitkc.com.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Shane, the Laika party has come to an end for Emmy and for Ireland. We have the latest on from the ground in Basel after that disappointing semi-final exit. We're going there in just a couple of minutes' time. And we're also going to be crowning. There was a loser last night, but there'll be a winner today because we're crowning Ireland's top Eurovision fan this morning. And we will be doing it with Eurovision royalty because Paul Harrington's going to come in to do so. But it got us thinking about the Eurovision. We really don't seem to be at the races, do we?
We don't. By the way, I think I should clarify, I think it's 8 off the lead. Rory McIlroy is not 10. But no, we don't. I watched it last night. Like... It was a good performance. It was well choreographed. It was, you know, it was well done. It went down well. It seemed to go down well in the auditorium. But it didn't stand out. Now, some of the songs that did stand out stood out for very different
reasons.
Well, there was one pretty risque song. I won't even go into why it was risque, but it was pretty sexualized, let me put it like that.
Not that unusual for the Eurovision. They're always a little bit...
Even by Eurovision
standards.
This was pretty out there. There's a lot of anthemic stuff. I thought Standard was pretty brutal last night, I have to say, the songs. But we didn't really stand out. Now, look, there's a couple of things. There's no jury for the semi-final, which is an issue. So it's less about the quality of the song and the composition. It's more about what catches the viewer rather than... the expert judge. The other thing is, do we put that much into it? I'm not sure.
Here's the thing. I don't think anyone this morning is particularly waking up gutted that we're not into.
It's not like Ireland have lost an international game.
Yes, you know exactly. You know, there are things that you're really invested in. I don't think this is one of them. But if we're in it, we would like to win it.
Yeah.
We would like to be in the final. And like Bambi Thug did reasonably well last year. I think came sixth.
Made the final, which is increasingly unusual
for us
for Ireland.
And we were talking about it this morning on our team, and one of our team members was saying, "Is it because we won back in the day when the Eurovision was a bit different? It was about ballads. So
yeah.
You know, Hold Me Now, Why Me, Rock and Roll Kids. You know, moving ballads won the Eurovision.
In Your Eyes,
we were good at them, big kind of power ballads." That's what used to win. Then now it is the spectacle that wins, the full 360 kind of performance with you know, bells and whistles.
I think it might be that.
And maybe we're not so good at that. I don't really know why. But I guess we're asking this morning, what is wrong with Ireland? We are the joint co-holders of the most wins with Sweden. We've won it 7 times. We used to be amazing at it, but we seem to have gone completely off the boil. And what do people think this morning that we should be doing differently in order to get out of the traps a little bit better?
Or do you care?
Or do you care? And you probably don't care. But apply your big News Talk Breakfast brains out there to this, because we're doing rubbish at this every year, and we would love to know about anyone's ideas about doing a little bit better. Let us know. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Citizens, since we each upgraded to Xfinity in our homes, the Wi-Fi has been booming. It's fair to say our town has officially become a boomtown.
Mayor, will I be able to drop into multiplayer gaming battles with low lag?
The lag won't be an issue, but your questionable skills, maybe.
And what if I have hundreds of devices on the Wi-Fi? Purely hypothetical.
Seems like a lot, but sure, hundreds of devices all booming together with the Xfinity Gateway. Yes, friends and neighbors, with Xfinity, the Wi-Fi is booming!
Restrictions apply.